It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Grand Junction high school says it will do away with its native-themed mascot, but not the name of its sports teams. Here's CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
After 75 years, Central High School will stay the Warriors, but the school says it will stop using the image of a Native man wearing feathers in his hair. Colorado banned the use of Native imagery for school teams earlier this month. Principal Lance Saldine says students and alumni are divided.
I have gotten, you need to fight this. This is our history. And the other side is, it's about time.
Saldine says the school had actually been mulling this change for years. Central is taking suggestions from the community for a new symbol. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's tallest mountain peaks, the 14ers, saw a record amount of use last year. CPR's Corey Jones reports that one big factor was the pandemic, which pushed many people outside for recreation.
The number of hikes on the state's 14,000-foot peaks jumped by over 40% in 2020 compared to the year before. That's according to the nonprofit Colorado 14ers Initiative. One caveat, the report says 2019 was an off year because of snowpack and avalanches, which limited access. But still, last year's estimated traffic was the highest ever. While Saturdays saw the most use, weekday use did increase overall. Quandary Peak near Breckenridge was the most popular. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
More information on the Arvada police shooting is expected later today. What is known is that three people died Monday, a gunman, a veteran police officer, and a bystander. Police say intervened to help. Officials are likely to release more details about the investigation into the suspect who was killed on the scene and into the bystander who was also shot and killed. The State Department of Transportation is restoring bus service between Denver's Union Station and Estes Park. The service was suspended during the pandemic last year. Buses will make two round trips every Saturday and Sunday from early July through early October. Tickets are $10. Estes Park is just outside one of the main entrances to Rocky Mountain National Park. Much of the state has a chance for rain and cooler temperatures heading into the weekend. This is CPR News.